Fiance Friday has been something that we've been doing on our show now for over a year. And the idea is, you know, you're engaged. You're going to walk down that aisle. You think things are going well, but something has changed in the relationship, the chemistry. Maybe a friend is mentioning to you, like, I don't think this is the right move for you. And we can actually help catch the cheater. We're fairly good at this. We've done it once or twice.
Yeah.
And today we're going to help out Noah. Hey, Noah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, we're doing okay. How about you is a more important question.
Not the best. So I'm beginning to stress out about my upcoming wedding.
Okay.
My fiance and I are not agreeing on a lot of stuff right now, but it's not the wedding stuff. We're arguing about after wedding stuff.
Like the night after? Why did you both look at me like that?
It's the night of, John. Yeah, not everybody passes out on their wedding.
Oh man, no, not even neither of those nights. Neither of those nights.
Okay. But,
like, I'm talking about, like, who's moving in with who. Should we move to Connecticut? So I have a big job offer in Connecticut, and we're talking about, like, a big move like that. And
wow.
And then not even that. Three days ago, we were talking about our honeymoon. We start arguing again, and then she storms off saying that we need to hold off on everything.
Ooh. Oh, that's not good.
And that was 3 days ago. I totally get that she needs space and she needs to do her thing, but I haven't heard from her in 3 days now. So,
and I mean, you've tried, you've sent the text messages, you've sent the roses,
yeah.
You've done all that?
Okay. Instagram, direct message, Facebook message, everything. She's not responding.
Oh, what do you think, Monroe?
These are major life decisions, and this is a real situation in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot to think about, and if you're not vibing, and maybe that's not the way that she wants her life to go, you've got to really take some time to think about it.
Was this the first big fight?
No. We've definitely had fights before, but it's definitely been more recently that they've really gotten kind of nasty and a little more intense because, you know, what we're arguing about is a lot bigger, so I get
right.
that.
How
it's
long have you stressful. Been together now?
Let's see. So we were together before. It was kind of fast. We were together for 4 months, and I proposed. And that was 3 months ago, so I guess about 7 months.
Okay.
The last 3 days, really.
That's not a long time.
And that's when it starts. That's when you start getting to know somebody. Like, that whole in love feeling starts fading away.
What's your fiance's name?
Her name is Chloe.
Chloe. Okay. Well, I mean, if you want, we can call up Chloe. We can offer that sensual couples massage, and we can see if she's interested in bringing you, or if she already has someone else on her mind, or kind of maybe we'll get to the bottom of it.
I would really appreciate that. I mean, good luck in there to pick up. That would be great. I woke up.
The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson. Yeah, I woke up. On Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday, we are helping out Noah. Noah and Chloe have not been together for a long time. They were together for 4 months, and then he proposed, and that was just 3 months ago. And things are getting real. You know, not only the wedding, but what happens after the wedding? Where are they going to live? Who's living with who? Those are big issues, and it seems like they're not on the same page. In fact, they had a big fight 3 days ago, and since then, Chloe has not been talking to Noah. Noah, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. We're going to have Jackson call Chloe and offer her that sensual couples massage, and we're going to just see, you know, who she wants to bring with her, okay?
Okay.
Jackson, you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chloe?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Chloe, this is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome. I won't take up much of your time. The reason I'm calling today is actually because I would like to offer you a free massage. We're a newer massage parlor in town, and we're just having a hard time getting our foot in the door. So we're just giving our product away for free in hopes that you'll tell a couple of friends about it. Is that something you might be interested in?
You know, I'm not really interested in massage. Sorry.
Are you sure? Have you ever had a massage?
So. Yeah, I've had them. I'm not a fan. Thank you though. I really appreciate that.
I promise it's like totally free and you're going to be super relaxed about it.
I'm not interested in a massage. Thank you.
Did she just hang up?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh.
What do we do now?
I hate this.
Noah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't want to give up on you. Let's call back.
She didn't. She was having none of me.
No.
Let's. But you know what? Maybe it was you. You're sometimes off-putting. So let's.
Oh, jeez.
You're the worst.
Let's see if Monroe, you want to be like Jackson's manager and.
Yeah. So just call and be like, oh hey, you know this is legit.
Yeah, and let's just see if we can get any further with that. Let's call. Okay.
Okay.
Let me just dial back here.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe.
Yeah.
Hi, Chloe. This is Monroe. I am actually the manager of the JJ&M Massage Parlor.
Okay.
And we just had one of our employees call you, and you refused the massage that we were offering you. And I just wanted to call because maybe he came off like it was a sales pitch, or I wanted to let you know, like, I am the manager here. This is legit. Like, we would really love to give you a free massage just so you can help, like, spread the word about our parlor.
I'm still not interested. I didn't, it was nothing personal. It's not my thing.
Chloe, hold on. All, please. Chloe, don't hang up. You haven't been answering my calls. What is going on? Please talk to me.
Wait,
Hi.
Who is that?
Yeah, hi, Chloe. This is actually John, Monroe, and Jackson. We do mornings on Mix 105.1, and that voice you heard, I'm sure it sounded pretty familiar. That's Noah, your fiancé.
Chloe, come on. What is going on?
No, what's going on with you? What is this?
You're not answering my calls. You're not answering my messages. We get in a fight. You leave.
Oh,
I mean, at least give me the time of day. Let me know that you're okay. Let me know what's going on.
So you call
I don't like
a radio
giving you space,
station?
But please.
Hey, Chloe, this is John speaking. You know, we talked to Noah, and he really is concerned about kind of what's been going on in your relationship. And it's my understanding there's some sort of big fight a few days ago, and you guys are kind of arguing over who's going to live with who. Is that right?
I've been thinking a lot about this over the last few days, and it's just, you know, I just feel like that it's possible that we just kind of rush a little fast. I mean, we haven't been together for very long, and one of the things, you know, that's important to me is that I'm with my family. My family is a huge part of my life, and then all of a sudden you're like throwing curveballs at me about moving to Connecticut, and I mean, I just don't understand how you went from where we were to jumping so fast in the opposite direction, and it made me realize I think that maybe it's not right. Maybe we're not right together. You know,
not
my family's
right,
here.
But these past 7 months have been amazing. I mean, I know the job came out of nowhere and it's a deal, but I mean, this is what I do and this is what I want to do with my life and it's what's going to provide for us. You know, I don't think that
but
you
I made
can
it
just
very
take
clear.
This and... What?
I made it very clear what I wanted in the and where I wanted to be, and then you just, you know, you accept a job, you know, and just kind of spring it on me that's what, you know, that's the direction you're going in, and you don't seem flexible to possibly look at something else. So I don't know. I think this might be done.
What do you mean by done, Chloe? You mean the phone call here on our show?
I mean, he seems like he is taking this job regardless. And so I can't believe we're having this conversation right now like this.
We need to have the conversation,
well, I don't know
Chloe.
That I have anything else
we
to
need
say.
To have the conversation at some point, don't we?
Yeah, I guess maybe not on public radio.
This seems, I mean, for what you're saying, Chloe, this seems pretty big.
I get where she's coming from, though.
Yeah.
To be asked to move across the country without any real warning at all, like that's a big decision to make in such
you
a short
what?
Amount of time.
When you're getting married, like you start thinking about starting a family and then not having your mom there, you know, when you have a baby and like these major life events, plus you've only been together for 7 months. So getting married is a big step anyways. And now you just want to like skip town.
I think the best thing to do, Noah, Chloe, I'm hoping that maybe you guys can talk off air. Maybe Chloe, if you pick up the phone, let Noah call you. You guys can chat for a second. If that works, Noah, hey, at least we got through to her. She picked up.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. Chloe, please, can we talk about this off air, please?